So just find your comfortable position, whatever has been working for you. Let yourself be a little upright, but most importantly, relaxed and at ease, with your heart open. And if it's comfortable for you, you can start with two or three full, complete breaths. Just really fill up your lungs. And let it all out. Just completely empty your lungs. Letting go of all of your stress and tension. If you like, you can pause for a beat at the top of the inhalation and the bottom of the exhalation. And then just releasing your breath to its own natural rhythm. Just checking in on your own inner weather right now. The state of your heart. How your body feels. And asking yourself, what right now is between me and a sense of well-being? Where's a place where I'm feeling stuck or not at ease? It could be related to a relationship or your work. Health. It could be a place where you're judging yourself, some place that you're at war with yourself. And then getting in touch with the specific circumstances of that tangle. Calling to mind the triggering situation. You're seeing a scene in your mind. Hearing whatever is being said. Seeing the facial expressions. The thoughts that are going through your mind in that situation. And the feelings that manifest from the thoughts. Just really let yourself be back in that moment and feel it all. And notice how that mind state feels. This is the R of RAIN, the recognizing, the seeing it all as it is. An A of RAIN is pausing to allow everything that you've noticed to be exactly as it is. Even if what you're noticing is your own resistance, allowing that too. Saying to yourself, this too is here. This is what's happening. And allowing yourself to hold it just as it is. It doesn't mean holding it this way forever, just for this moment, just allow yourself to let it be exactly as it is. And the eye of RAIN is gently and curiously investigating. Where are you feeling this in your body? Is your body tensing around it in a certain place? Is there an aching or clenching, heat or cold, sense of emptiness? Noticing any beliefs you may have around this situation. Beliefs like this should not be this way. This should not have happened. He shouldn't have said that. She shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have. Anything that you're believing, just notice it. even if you feel very attached to those beliefs, just for the moment, just gently setting them aside. And coming back to that place where you're holding all of this, where you feel most pained or most vulnerable or most lost. And asking yourself, what does this part of me most need from me right now? Does it need to be loved or held? Does it need to be seen differently? And then the end of rain. Noticing if that vulnerable or hurt or angry or confused part of you could communicate, what would it express to you right now? What words or feelings or images emerge? What does it need from you or from some larger source of love or wisdom? From your own inner wisdom figure, from your own deep well of wisdom, what does this hurting part of you need right now? And whatever it needs, offering it. You might even put your hand on your heart with a gentle touch. The Vietnamese Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh has this practice of patting his heart, and he says to his heart, "It's okay, sweetheart. It's okay, sweetheart." And asking yourself, if I no longer believe anything is wrong with me, who am I? Who am I if I have nothing left to solve about myself? Can I be with myself at this moment as someone with nothing to fix? Offering your heart those words, it's okay, sweetheart. I'll be silent now for about 2 minutes before we close. May we be safe and protected and free from inner and outer harm. May we be happy and contented. May we be healthy and whole to whatever degree possible. May we experience ease of well-being. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free.